In a 2-1 vote, the U.S. Court of Appeals upheld a law called Florida Privacy of Firearm Owners Act, ruling that doctors asking patients about firearms violates a patient's right to privacy. We'll discuss the law with a doctor and a firearms expert on Florida Matters this Sunday morning. Here's more of that conversation as WUSF's Craig Kopp speaks with Dr. Mobeen H. Rathore and firearms instructor Joe Krashenko about whether doctors ought to be talking guns with their patients.
Doctors claim that it's their First Amendment right to ask any question they want of their patients, including questions about guns. The backers of this law say keeping records on whether they have guns in their homes violates their Second Amendment rights. Last year, 17 kids killed by guns in Florida. Joe, is there any way you can see to resolve this short of telling doctors how to practice?
Just don't answer their question. To me, it's simple, and this is like a waste of taxpayers' money going through all this. If you don't like your doctor, he asks you if you have guns, you don't want to answer, he doesn't want to see you, you find a new doctor.
So
the doctor here is saying he's keeping records to help treat his patients better. So you're keeping records if they have a swimming pool, what kind of car they have, if they have a lighter in the house, if they smoke, what kind of food they eat so they don't choke. You keep records of all that, and that's going to help you treat them better. I find that hard to believe.
Dr. Rather, do you keep all those kinds of records? Maybe you can give us an example. You mentioned swimming pools. You mentioned poisons and storage of poisons. What other kind of questions does a pediatrician regularly ask of their patients?
Well, we ask them, if they're in their cars, do they wear seat belts? We don't need to know what sort of car they drive, but we do need to advise them that they need to wear seat belts if they're driving. And we also need to advise the families about car seats and how to appropriately put the car seats in and, where the child should be in the car. We also need to advise them using bicycles or skateboarding. I mean, there are so many things we have to talk over a period
of time.
So
are you keeping records of that?
Are you keeping records of
that? So we will say, we definitely say that we discussed the car seat issue, and the family did have a car seat, and we advised them how to car seat should be used. We will also keep records if there is smoking in the household and how we have advised them that the exposure of smoke to children is dangerous for the children's health. We will also advise them if they're not using helmets, that we have asked them and they're about that, and they should be using helmets while riding.
So do you have like a little checkoff list that you're using?
So
do they have a bicycle? Are they wearing a helmet? Do they have a swimming pool? Do they have a cage around it? They have a car. Are they using the car seat, using the seatbelt?
So
do they have a firearm? Did you tell them to keep it locked up?
It's simple questions,
Doctor. Are you keeping notes?
I am smelling here an information gap between one side and the other. So when a pediatrician does this, I suspect it is sort of a checklist, right? You have a list of questions and you kind of check off and on, and that's all stuff that's kept in a patient's record for smoking and skateboarding and all that sort of thing.
Right. So the anticipatory guidance would be very age dependent. When you have a child who's about starting to crawl, before they actually start to crawl, we have to talk to the parents about how they are securing the electrical outlets. As the child starts to walk, we have to make sure we talk to them how when you're boiling water on the stove, how it should be kept safely. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a checklist, but it is at each age-appropriate stage of the child's growth, we ask appropriate questions for we can provide anticipatory guidance. Now, Craig, it's really, I think this is the main issue here is, this is something that all doctors, all people in this country should be very concerned about this ruling and the loss of the First Amendment protection to speak to patients about issues that impact their health and safety. And all patients in this country should also be concerned with this ruling, because if this will interfere with the doctor's ability to provide good, sound medical advice to our patients, and I think we don't want to be in a situation where we are not able to provide that information to our patients and families.
Dr. Mobeen H. Rathore, president of the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and Joe Krashenko, manager and lead firearms instructor at Aegis Tactical in Lakewood Ranch. You can hear more on Florida Matters, Sunday morning at 7:30.